Yeah, and that's where a big generator has its value, you know, because it can handle the kerchunk, you know, the full load. You know, that's where it has its value. But, you know, the other downside to a big generator is that, and this is one of the reasons why I want the smaller generator, is the amount of fuel it burns, okay? So if let's say if it's sitting there running, okay, I mean, you could have, you know, you could be burning. It's like running a 454 in a, you know, motor, big enough that for a 6.2-liter motor in a little car, you know what I'm saying? So you're burning all that fuel consumption. I think mine's burning like 120,000 BTUs or something like that, which is basically a furnace. But, you know, if you got a generator that's 20K, now you're burning 300K of fuel, and you're burning it even though it's not being used, you know what I mean? So you could end up with a massive gas bill. So if you have a power outage for a week or two, I mean, you could have, like, some super crazy gas bill. And, like my buddy's house, Steve's my partner, his has been running since 3 o'clock yesterday, and he's got a big house on an island out there, but you know, he's got a 22K generator, and okay, dude, your furnace is running, so there's 100 and some thousand, so he's running basically 400,000 BTUs of natural gas right now through his meter. Wait till he sees his gas bill, you know. So that was my biggest deciding factor of going with the smaller generator, was the fuel consumption. Good morning, Don.